The Mortgage Bankers Association said today that the percentage of U.S. mortgage holders who are behind in their payments soared to a record 6.99% of loans outstanding in the third quarter of this year, and the number of mortgages somewhere in the foreclosure process was also at a new high. Earlier this week, Florida Governor Charlie Crist announced a handshake deal with many Florida banks that have agreed to voluntarily delay scheduling foreclosure sales of homesteaded homes for 45 days. But there are questions about how effective that action is. The community activist group ACORN sent a letter to the Florida Bankers Association and the Florida Credit Union League asking for details on how exactly the agreement will impact Florida homeowners seeking help. William Moore is with the Anti-Foreclosure Committee at ACORN based in Orlando. He listed just some of the questions they asked those organizations.
We really want to need to know which ones will actually honor the agreement, okay, which ones are actually going to participate. Second, we need to know if during this 45-day period, will the homeowners have the ability to renegotiate their mortgages into a modification or forbearance during that time so that they can, after the 45 days, they can actually stay in the home. The third thing is that will the homeowners receive a notice of stay from the lender, you know, letting them know that they are, in fact, participating or they do qualify for participation in the 45-day stay. And fourth, who should the homeowner call within their lender's office to find out if the lender's going to participate?
Moore says ACORN sent that letter on Tuesday. They have yet to hear back from those groups. WMNF asked him if he thinks the announcement was more for show than one of substance.
Hopefully it will help some people, but the majority of people who are really in trouble, we don't really see how it's going to do much to help them out, especially if their loan has been bundled into a securitized product. That's really where a lot of the damage is coming from. Let's say that's the lion's share of this crisis.
Trying to do her part to help out those who've been hurt by the foreclosure crisis here in Florida, Tampa area Congresswoman Kathy Castor will be conducting her third foreclosure assistance workshop this year tomorrow morning. It will take place at the Performing Arts Center of the Ybor City campus at Hillsborough Community College.
Look, one of the ways we are going to stabilize our economy is preventing families from falling into foreclosure. And this workshop gives families the opportunity to sit down one-on-one with their lender, with their loan servicer. I'm hearing from many families that it's very difficult to contact their lenders. You know, there have been many pronouncements by banks and others that say we're ready and willing to work with you, but what I'm finding is that families call and they cannot get through the telephone recordings, and they can't get the loss mitigation personnel that's necessary to begin that refinancing or the loan workout. So we will have those people in the flesh tomorrow where folks can sit down one-on-one with them.
Congresswoman, there's been a lot of concern about all the money that the federal government's been spending in the last few months to deal with the economic crisis. Some people say not enough for the people most affected, that is homeowners. There's a report out that the Treasury Department's working on a plan to reduce fixed-rate home mortgages with rates as low as 4.5%, which would be a level we haven't seen since the early 1960s. However, of course, that really doesn't affect people who right now are affected by foreclosures, paying maybe 6% right now. Can the government do more for those right now? I know you're doing your thing tomorrow, but to do even more than that, to help people who are in danger of being foreclosed?
Absolutely. I am extremely critical of the Bush administration's response to the housing crisis. They've focused on a top-down, trickle-down approach that is not addressing what's happening in our community and all across this country with housing. Now, fortunately, the Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke yesterday finally changed his tune on how important it is to begin working from the bottom up to stabilize the housing market. But in our workshop tomorrow will be a great benefit for families here. But frankly, what I'm able to do here on the local level, while it's very important here, it is an infinitesimal response to what is a very broad-based problem. So part of it, that $700 billion, they've got to begin to target that down to the local level on foreclosure workouts and to prevent foreclosures and help families stay in their homes. That's how we're going to stabilize the economy.
Congresswoman Castor, this week Florida lenders didn't announce they're voluntarily agreeing to stop foreclosures on homeowners for the next 45 days. This is upon a request by Governor Crist. Some say it's still rather vague. It's just a voluntary agreement here. Some people don't know what banks are actually involved here. What did you make of the governor and that decision happened earlier this week?
Well, in advance of our foreclosure workshop tomorrow, we've been trying to get as many details about this pronouncement as possible. We don't have those. We are unsure which lenders are involved. The best recommendation I have for folks is to get their paperwork together, be proactive, come to our workshop. We will have those lenders and loan servicers there in person, and we will be able to get a direct answer whether they are involved in, they're going to offer a moratorium for a couple months on mortgage payments.